This two-minute lesson is brought to you by the Barberton Church of Christ, glorifying God. In the book of Numbers, chapter 20, we learn about an instance when Israel, while out wandering in the wilderness, had come before Moses and complained that they didn't have any water. And in Numbers 20, in verse 3, it says, "And the people contended with Moses and spoke, saying, 'If only we had died when our brethren died before the Lord.'" And so Moses and Aaron, they go before God at the tabernacle. And in Numbers 20 and verse 8, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together, speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. And thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock and give drink for the congregation and their animals." And so God tells Moses to speak to this rock and to do so in the presence of the people. But in Numbers 20 and verse 11, we learn that then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod. And later, God says to Moses in Numbers 20 and verse 12, "Because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them." And so Moses failed to glorify God in the presence of the people, and therefore God had told Moses that he would not permit him to enter into the promised land when it came time. Later in the book of Matthew, chapter 5 and in verse 16, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." And so our purpose is to glorify God. And we can glorify God by be obedient, be giving, be kind, be patient, be caring, be serving, be sacrificial, be loving, be forgiving, and be humble. Today, may men see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.